a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes, like behind the O-line, soon as the QB say hype? It's big game, big game, analysis from the player's point of view, injuries, big trades, player news. Yeah, sector competition, and he play with Tony Dungy. Better listen, I'm talking about
Big Game Sports Buzz.
Set everything you need and more. Yeah.
Big Game Sports Buzz.
I thought I told you once before. We call him
Big Game James.
Yeah,
Big Game James. Big Game James.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to Hump Day. That's right, it's that time of the week for Big Game Sports Buzz, where sports fanatics and pro athletes get together to talk about sports and everything that is involved with it. I am Jay Stoggs, the Buff Nerd. Let's go. And of course, I'm joined by the man, the myth, the legend. Thank you. The man, the myth, the legend. The reason why we here and why the show is called what it is, Big Game James. What up, dude?
Yo, what's up, man? You know, when you said hump day, you know you took me directly back to the Geico commercial and the damn camel walking around. That was an instant classic, bro. So,
yes, sir. Hey,
but yeah, it's Wednesday. There's a lot going on. A lot has already happened in sports. And This is my favorite part of the week, man, because I get a chance to get with you and talk about everything that's going on. And hopefully, we're lucky, one or two of our fans will stop by and chime in. You know, while we kicking it real.
Look, I mean, they're already there. That's what makes this thing so fantastic. Look, there are a few moments, and I'm just going to, you know, personal privilege right here. There are a few moments when you actually get to meet people that have, you know, done things, that have gone to heights that maybe you aspired to, and maybe you didn't get there for whatever reason. But I tell you what, man, Big Game James is one of those dudes that, hey, look, from the moment I met him, he has been that down to earth, keeping it real, keeping it 1,000. So, man, I just want to say I appreciate you, man, for sure. Thank you so much for allowing me to be around you, be in this. This is fun. This has been great.
Man, I appreciate you, bro. Like I said, this is our third trip around the sun on this thing together, right? So. We making it happen, having That's a good it. Time doing it, man. You make it easy for me to get on here and, you know, talk sports, man. And today, you got to let the people know what it is we talking about. Because we threw a little curveball in this thing a little bit.
We definitely did. Before I do that, make sure that you please like, subscribe, and ring that bell. Actually, smash that bell so you know when Big Game Sports Buzz and everything that's related to big game sports and entertainment is on the BGSE network, right? So make sure that you do that. And of course, you can listen to us on your favorite platform for podcasts. We are there. Today, we are talking about, we got to talk about the Swifties and NFL, the match made in entertainment heaven. Don't know, but we're going to definitely talk about that. Rangers sweep. Let's go, Rangers. We're going to definitely talk about that. NBA has started up with media days and practices. They just couldn't help themselves, could they? They got all kinds of headlines going on. And, of course, we're going to talk about Ole Miss being fined for winning. Man, come on, let's go. That one right there is definitely going to be that one that we're definitely going to delve into. Of course, we're going to have Between the Lines talking NFL. Tonight's top five. Man, this is a fun one. Top five. Handheld foods. Now be specific. Don't just say, you know, one little thing in this. You got to be specific here. Okay.
Stoggs, I can't wait because I know I'm going to say something and you're going to have a definition that's going to be a little bit different than what your category is. But I love it, dog. It's time. I like my list. I'm confident good. My list will
You should like your list. Keith, yo, what up? Thanks for joining in with us. Yo, we definitely going to be getting to that, talking about Kelce and, of course, the Taylor Swift. Hey, Noah Shaunin, what up?
Noah, what's up? Thanks for tuning in, man.
Absolutely. Make sure that you tell a friend and tell all your people. You know what? Big game. Let's go ahead and get into it, man. If you're ready, I'm ready.
Let's go.
All right, Four Downs, this is the hottest topics that are going on in sports right now as we see it on Big Game Sports Buzz. And, of course, as we talked about, we're going to jump right into it. Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, they aren't dating. They're really good friends, and she's showing up at his games in the box with parents and friends and all of this. Keith, I love, and I'm going to put yours up. I'm going to put yours up before Big Game coming here. He went from dating thick gals to olive oil. I'm not buying it all. You're not alone in this. You're not alone in that sentiment. Big Game, what say you of this?
All right, let's do this, man. Let's keep it all the way 100.
Yeah.
Who a man loves is his business. Who a man dates is his business.
Word.
But since being seen at NFL, not just NFL games, Kansas City Chiefs games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Travis Kelce jersey sales has gone up 87%, I believe it is, if not higher than that, of the ticket revenue, the viewership. It's all a publicity stunt. I don't care what anyone says. The NFL is powered by marketing masterminds.
Yeah.
And they are trying to cross over to a pop culture and pull them in to watching the game of football. So what's the best way to do that? You make Travis Kelce cut off his full beard to go to the highway patrolman mustache, that good old clean cut apple pie American look. And then you bring in the American girl sweetheart.
Right.
That everyone loves, who just so happened to finish touring.
Right.
And all of a sudden she's just a good friend that wants to watch Travis Kelce play football.
She's about to go on tour again. And it was going to be an American tour. Now it's opened up to a worldwide tour because of all of this. Yeah, man. I agree with you. Who you love is who you love, and love who you love. But I'm just wondering, does Travis Kelce now have to change how he talks? Because if you close your eyes and you listen to how Travis Kelce talks, you know.
Right. Right. You ain't gotta say it.
You know what I'm saying? You know,
Travis might sound like, you know, he got the same imitation as the game of Jay Stock.
Yeah, myself. Yes, I'm just saying he's a down to earth brother. That's all the way, you know. So I mean, maybe this is his quote. Code 45. I was just saying, maybe this is closest, you know, Taylor can get to one of those without not being canceled. Anyway, look, I think, yes, this is, she's bored. And what's funny to me is this. There was one of her, you know, ardent fans that said, I don't understand this. And this is something that her brother, that Travis Kelce's brother, retweeted. Of course, he's the center for Philadelphia Eagles. He retweeted this. Apparently, one of the fans, that ardent fans, like number one fan of Taylor Swift, says, hey, wait a minute. She's an Eagles fan. How can she do this? How can she do? She talks about this in her songs, being an Eagles fan. Now, all of a sudden, she's wearing a Chiefs jersey? What are we doing here?
Okay, so let me comment on that real quick, Jay.
Yeah.
Eagles fans, just because a celebrity likes your team doesn't mean they can't fall in love with somebody from another team.
That's true.
So that has nothing to do with anything.
Yeah.
It's just like all of a sudden, like Keith said, you go from dating little waist, pretty face, and thick guy, thick waist, pretty face, whatever right?
Yeah.
To a broomstick.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Yeah.
It's cool.
Man, that's so extreme.
And it's just almost like how how University of Colorado is pulling in viewers that don't even normally watch football now because of how much talk has been around Deion Sanders. It's the same thing with the NFL and Taylor Swift. Now you got are they called the Swifties?
Swifties. That's what they're called, Swifties.
Swifties tuning in on Sundays to see what Kansas City does.
Dude, the viewership.
Never had before.
Has jumped. First of all, the Chiefs Jets game, it said they had it jumped 57% with girls between 12 and whatever it was, bro. To watch the Jets and the Chiefs, first of all, that game shouldn't have been close. That's just kind of what that is.
We're gonna talk about that in between the lines a little bit.
Yeah, I feel like the fix was in. But
really?
Feels a little convenient.
I'm glad you said
convenient.
That.
A little convenient. But I'll tell you what the best part about all this, and you can call me a hater, I don't care. But there's a meme going on. It's actually not even a meme. It's just a photo of Pat Mahomes' wife, a little upset at the Jets game, because behind her, Taylor Swift, Ryan Gosling, and some other celebrities.
And Jake from State Farm up in there.
Yeah, Jake DeGrom having a great time. Great time. All around her. And she's just sitting there, look like she's chewing on lemons.
She better relax and have a good time.
I can pull celebrities. No, you can't, boo.
All right, the party gonna keep going. Yes,
man. Indeed. But yeah, I agree with you, man. This seems like definitely a ploy. You even got Jerry Jones up here talking about, I think it's a great thing having Tyler Swift, having her here having the viewers and watching them. Come on, bro. Come on, man.
Right, dude.
But he's about that money.
Boy.
About that money.
Be about your paper, baby.
Be about your paper. And let's get into this thing. Second down. Hey, look, not since 2011, the Rangers, our Texas Rangers, swept the Tampa Bay Rays and are moving on to face the Baltimore Orioles. Now, look, this was a favor I know for me because I am a Rangers fan. I've been a Rangers fan since, forever. It's great to see. This was unexpected. I have to be honest with you. This season was very unexpected for us to do this at the beginning of the season. But as the season went on, hey, you had to believe at some point. You're still backing in. And I think what happened was because of what happened with Houston, they celebrated one game before the season was over.
Mm-hmm.
They clinched. They could have had, home field. They could have clinched the division, but decided to have some champagne. And they lost 1-0 to Seattle, thus allowing Houston to clinch. So, don't why even make it hard on yourself like that? Why make it hard on yourself?
Jay, but, celebration was premature a little bit, but
absolutely.
Big shout out to the Rangers for handling business because I honestly did not think that they would go down to Tropicana Field and pull out two games in a row and win.
Hey, and in the fashion that they won it.
I don't know the fashion. I didn't watch it. I saw the
4-0-7-1, if you didn't know. 4-0-7-1. Those two games.
I blew the whistle because you ain't got to say it with your chest like that. Like
4071.
Like you was mad at me for not knowing how it really turned out. Like you
4071.
Yeah, you said that with your chest, bruh. Hold on, man. I'm about to hit them brakes on your ass in a minute.
I got
a lot of upset friends in Tampa right now. I'm sorry, guys. Ray,
why?
Keep your head up.
Why? They should know this was going to happen. They should have known this was going to happen.
Stop. Now you sound like a Cowboys fan in the Rangers hat. How do they know it was going to happen, Jay? You honestly thought y'all had a chance of beating the Tampa Bay Rays? No.
Here's the thing. It was all dependent upon our pitching. We knew we had bats. That's not an issue with us. It's that last game with Seattle is an anomaly. When we don't score any runs and we lose that game by one run, that's crazy. But we knew we had bats. That's not the problem. The problem is going to be the bullpen. The bullpen held up. The pitching held up. The first game, we kind of knew, hey, we're going in. We had a chip on the shoulder. I was actually thinking that the second game Tampa Bay would take. And then we would win in the third. But, hey, I'll take it, man. 4-0-7-1.
Congrats.
It's all right. Thank
Moving
you.
Moving on.
Appreciate it.
Hey, Baltimore Orioles, man, they don't like a team to be messed with.
No, they're not.
What's your prediction for this next series?
Oh, gosh. Look, man, let me go ahead and say with my heart, I think we pull it out in the last game of this series. You know, I think you're gonna have some. I think you're gonna have some runs. You're gonna have some bats. But I'm hoping that we pull it out.
Can your pitching hold up?
I think so. Look, here's what was great about today was, I started went actually, what, seven innings? I think it was seven innings before they had to switch out, which is before getting a reliever, which is great. Okay.
That's right.
And he didn't pitch. He didn't even get to 100 pitches. So, I mean, Bochy's, he's dialing it up, so they're doing a good job, man. I don't know. That's a problem. I don't know. Gotcha. Series to series, hell, game to game, they'll flip on the switch and then they'll turn it right back off. So that's the issue that I have with them.
You got to hope they don't have the Ron Washington debacle. My wife said, I can really see the Rangers getting to the World Series.
Yes.
Messing up like they did again. I'm like, why would you wish that upon them people? Hey, I love the whole deer and all this mania that was going on during that time. And I'm a casual baseball fan, dude. I've always said that. I don't lie about it. But that had me and my kids, everyone was embraced and pulled in during that time. It was amazing. So if the Rangers can get back to that, and they can get to World Series, I think it'll be amazing for the area because we know the other teams
in
the area have not done anything.
No, they haven't. that's a fact.
Yeah, I took a kick with you guys on that one.
Obviously. Yeah, it's okay. It's okay. It's fair. It's fair. Look, third down. NBA has started up. Media days are past now. Of course, we'll be talking about that. But media days have passed. Now they're in practice. Matter of fact, the Mavericks will be going over to Dubai to play.
Oh, wow. Really?
Some preseason. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So they'll be playing some preseason over there. breaking news. Not really. But one of the things I know that we talked about, and you actually mentioned before we came on, was about the Lakers. And there was something that was actually kind of funny that I saw, that I read, was how the Nuggets have been trolling the Lakers basically since they won the championship.
Really?
They've been trolling the Lakers. Even the head coaches got in on it. and talking about, you know, LeBron said, you know, I may retire, I'm not really sure. And so, you know, head coach for the Nuggets said, you know, I may retire in secret. Poking fun at LeBron. So, like, the Lakers have actually, yeah, they've circled this game and they're opening the season with the Nuggets in Denver. And the Lakers are trying to spoil the Nuggets ring ceremony, right? When they get the rings and stuff like that. Boy, do you think that's going to be...
Go ahead. I want to hear your question, dog. I really do.
As a player, you hear this kind of talk from, yes, they beat you. They beat you. They swept you. But to troll like that the whole summer, let's take it from both sides.
Uh-huh.
Is that something you would say, yeah, because I won, I can do that? Not should, but I can.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, as you said, hey, they beat us. We ain't got no room to talk till we square up again, right? The type of media nowadays, too, also makes trolling available to everyone. You know, you see tweets and all this other stuff.
Yeah.
Be careful poking the bear with a stick, man. Just be careful. And this guy is capable of turning it on when he wants to. Yes. He's trying to do the right thing and pass the key to the car on or someone else. But we all know that if he gets sick of being in the back seat, he will kick your ass out the driver's side, get in and take over and go for the ride.
Yes, he will.
Denver needs to be careful. That's all I'm going to say.
Okay. Noted. But you also have some Lakers stuff going on.
Yeah. Speaking on Lakers and keys to the car, LeBron James had come out and said that, you know, this is now Anthony Davis's team and he is the face of the franchise. Is that any indication that LeBron's on the downside, Jay Stoggs, like we've talked about before, getting ready to hand them things off, step back, go enjoy watching Bronny play, and just being a dad? Or am I looking into it too much?
No, I think so, but I think it's one of those things where, you know, he's been in the league now, 20 years? He's accomplished a lot, okay? Mm-hmm. And I would dare I say he's accomplished everything that anyone else that you would say is a great player has done. He's obviously going to be Hall of Fame. He's been the face of the franchise for a long time. I mean, face
since
of
the age of 18.
League. Yeah, the face of the league. Right. For a long time. So, but I think it's also him saying, Anthony Davis, it's time. It's grow up. It's time. The problem, though, is, my opinion, Anthony Davis doesn't want that. That's not what he wants. He had it in New Orleans. I don't think he liked it when he got to the Lakers and when he was in the bubble. Like, this is one thing that I heard. And going back to the Rangers and Rays, but they were talking about the attendance. And they were saying that, you know, when it was they were playing during the pandemic, there were some players that liked it because there was no pressure. You're just playing the game. Mm. You don't have to hear the crowd.
Like being at the park, huh?
Yeah. You're just playing. You're just playing ball. That's all you're doing. And I see Anthony Davis in that light. Like, he just wants to play ball. He doesn't want to be bothered with anyone. He doesn't have to have the celebrity that comes with being the face of a franchise. He just wants to be a dude. He just wants to be a basketball player.
I understand that's your fault, Jay. Like, okay, it's pressure. And basketball is different because they're a lot closer to you than the football field.
Sure.
I give you that. But this is what you do. This is what you signed up to do. And nowadays, start at a young age, the game is played in front of people.
Yeah, but did you
pack out games? Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, but do you sign up to play the game, but do you sign up to be the celebrity? A couple of friends and I.
Go ahead.
No. A couple of friends and I. couple of friends of mine, we were talking about Deion, right? And, you know, he's coming out and there's an article on ESPN.com, and it's talking about how they're talking about how they're being recruited at Colorado. And, you know, one of them was saying, you know, I was standing right next to Lil Wayne and I'm shaking Dwayne the Rock Johnson's hand. And, you know, when we talk to him, he's down to earth. He's this, he's that. And people are upset at what Deion is doing in Colorado. But it's one of those things where they're saying, well, if it wasn't for his celebrity, then none of this would happen. I said, no, it's his personality. Because I look at Jordan. And I said, well, what about Jordan? Well, Jordan was the biggest celebrity of all. I said, no, Jordan was a great player because of his ability.
Mm-hmm.
He became a celebrity. Personality-wise, I mean, honestly, he's just going to sit there. He'll talk to you. You know, I've never met the guy. But I'm just saying he doesn't seem to be that gregarious type of dude like Deion is, right?
That's Anthony not the Davis. Same. I've met both of them.
Yeah. Okay.
And you're right in there. But you're saying Anthony Davis is that celebrity because he's good, not that he has that Deion personality?
Correct. Absolutely.
Is that okay? This is my whole thing, Jay. And this is different to the point. It's a different point than you make because your point is right on. I agree with that. Is it right for any professional athlete to have to turn into a celebrity or be able to do it under pressure of the crowd? Yes, because the league is marketing you to help make them dollars. So at that point, mm-hmm. it changes you from just being a regular player to the face of an entire league. And once right. you become a good player, you get drafted high enough and get paid enough money, now different things are expected of you. So whether yeah. Anthony Davis is really good enough to carry that on or not, it's going to happen. He got the bread. He wanted to leave New Orleans. He wanted to pair up with LeBron. He wanted to win the championship. So guess what comes with that? Being able to take it, the celebrity part. If you don't like it, get the money back. Come off the bench and play for the minimum.
But is that fair? And it's funny that we're taking these sides. Well, yeah, that we're taking these sides because I see what you're saying. I believe partly what you're saying is, look, you can't say, I didn't know. You can't say that because this has been going on. You can't say, I didn't know this is what it was going to be like. Right. I just want to play ball. You know, you're in one of the largest markets in the world, media markets in the world.
Big.
Okay.
Big market.
So whoa. There's that.
Right.
You know, you're playing with one of the largest celebrities, players on the planet, the face of the league. Okay,
right.
So you're going to have that comes with you. The other thing too is that it's funny. People want him to be more offensive minded because people love offense, but he's not that player.
Right, right.
Like honestly, he's 15-15 and you know 5. Right? Mm-hmm. Which is awesome stats for his position. But if you're trying to get him at 25 points a game, you know, and 10 to 15 rebounds a game and 3 to 5 blocks a game, that's not him. That's LeBron. That's not him. Keith, what's up?
Yeah, what I feel that. Back, and I know we stand on this quite a bit because
yeah,
the Lakers are entertaining to talk about.
Sure.
And, you know, it was some comments about nothing.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, look, the Dame Lillard trade, people are asking, you know, do you think the Bucks are now a championship caliber team? You think they're going to the finals? I don't. I actually look at Boston out of the East.
You got to make a believer out of me, bro. You're not crazy. You're not crazy for saying it.
I'm
not. But they choked bad last year, me dog.
They choked bad. I think, and hear me out when I say this, Porzingis is a better positional player than Al Horford was at that position. He gives you more diversity, right? And can do more things if he stays healthy, which he was able to do in Washington.
Hey, man, he did a great job in Washington of staying healthy and playing awesome. The way that they wanted him to. He looked like his early Nick self in Washington.
When you put him there, and guess what? He doesn't have to be the number one option. Hell, he's the number three. He's the number three option there besides Tatum and Brown, right? So you have that going for you. The Sixers are imploding. You know, we were going to talk about Harden and that whole situation. The process is done, okay? That's over and done with. You don't trust in no process, Philly. I'm trying to help. I don't like Philly, but I'm telling you, don't trust that. Don't trust it.
Are they going to? I just put that in there just to go. It's more that, you know, media days came, and then he returned to practice today. He missed the first two. They didn't say why. Yeah. They didn't say what was going on. But, you know.
Not stupid.
Coming into a season. You know, and every season, everybody's, and it's crazy. Everybody said, like, everyone has the same goal when the season starts. Well, hell, they do, and you should. Everyone's goal should be to make the playoffs, win a championship, whatever. You know, you do that. But here it is, same old song and dance again.
Right.
That Philly has got to have the attention on the negativity of one player, opposed to what it is they're trying to do or what they can do. It's just unfortunate. Like, for Joel Embiid to be as banged up as he was for, you know, numerous years, come back, get back and play at MVP form, right? Be recognized for it, do very well.
Yeah.
This, you had to go dealing with Ben Simmons and now James Harden.
It's something about Philly, man. I believe it's just the city.
Blow it up.
It's something about that city. It's just something about it, man. Let's get into this fourth down. We've had fun, though. Let's get into this fourth down. Apparently, in the SEC, and I believe this to be true, they want games to be rigged. In that, and I say that because apparently Ole Miss beat LSU, and that's a no-no because they got fined for beating LSU?
Yeah. They got fined, Jay. Yeah, they did. You know why?
Why?
Student section threw bottles on the field and caused a delay in the game that they had to go stop play to get these plastic bottles off. And then they also stormed the field. So they got fined $75,000 for throwing trash onto the field. And they got fined again, where it added up to be a little bit over $100,000 for the storming of the field. Which
they got it.
They already knew that was going to happen once they beat LSU and they were retired. That happens.
Yeah.
The funnier part of that to me was the one big security guard that was trying to stop people. He couldn't catch anybody, and finally he just said, "Oh, the hell with it." He elbowed the one little skinny girl that ran by. Did you see that?
No, but I'm definitely going to go and check that out.
I'm going to find it and make sure I upload it onto the BGSE Network X page.
Gosh.
But it's funny, man. But here it is. The moment you're going through it, and then, you know, announced today that a fine was passed out from the SEC to Ole Miss for how they carried on and what they did. And it's just like, all right, if you don't want people to throw stuff onto the field, don't sell concessions. And you ain't going to do that because you're eating they dig into your pockets at the concession stand.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I went down to Texas State a couple weeks ago. Man, we bought, oh my Jesus, big bag of popcorn.
Yeah.
Two funnel cakes, a strawberry lemonade, and two bottles of water. Man, I think it was like $40-something. I was like, what? Like, it didn't even, man. Anyway, so they're hitting you over the head. We know this. But Ole Miss got fined celebrating the win and booing a call because the LSU wide receiver was late in the game. They throw a pass. He catches the ball. He bobbles it. They go to review it. They call it a touchdown on the field. On the replay, it shows that the ball moved around and it should have been an incomplete pass. The ruling on the field stood as a touchdown. Man, you heard all them Confederate boos and them bottles just came to flying, Jack. It was like, it was flying out of nowhere. And then the referees, you know, everybody had to move. Security guards is just, it was bad. And, you know what that kind of behavior makes me say, right, Jay?
Man, what does it make you say, my guy?
Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no. Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
Oh, hell no.
That's right, folks. This is the segment of the podcast where we look at things that happen throughout the week that makes us say hell no. Oh, hell no. Now, I know sometimes we talk about sports, but there are moments in the world that makes us look at things and say, oh, hell no. I'm going to go first on this one right here. Now, maybe, ahead, I don't know. Apparently, the Las Vegas Police Department and Sheriff's Department are patting themselves on the back because they finally did it. 25 years later, they found the killer for Tupac Shakur. Yeah.
Hold on. They did what now?
They said they found the killer. They found him. We got him. We got him. So here's the thing. Everyone knew who it was. Why would you say everyone knew who he was? Only because he's been on interviews and wrote a memoir about him being in the car that shot Tupac. Now, here's the crazy part. Like I said, he's been on shows, he's been on podcasts saying, yeah, I was in the car. Yeah, I was there. You know, we came up on, no, that's not how it really went down. We came up on him on this. We were driving this. And it's like, dude, that's it, that all eyewitness accounts right there. They finally went to his house. And when they went to this guy's house, and if you don't know who it is, I'm not going to say, because I'm not going to give that dude power. But they go to his house. They find evidence of him being there and shooting Tupac.
Damn.
25 years later, bro. Come on. Be better.
So what you're saying is they never had the gall or the thought process to go interview this guy when all this other stuff happened 20 plus years ago?
I mean, he was a person of interest, and like I said, he came out and said he did it. He was in the car, had memoirs done.
I'm not going to speak on this because I still believe this is a conspiracy theory as well, and I want to wake up in the morning. So, okay. Yeah, good one on that one, Jason. I got a couple things real quick. First and foremost, I did a short this week following the Sunday Night Football game.
Yes.
Rodney Harrison. Rodney Harrison was a hell of a football player.
Yes.
He does an okay job. He does a good job broadcasting also.
Yeah.
And so the line of questioning he had for the post game with Chris Jones, to where he really just went in on why does boy name just skip my head? The Jets quarterback now. Wilson.
Oh, Wilson. Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson. Goes in on him.
Yeah.
And, you know, is trying to lead Chris Jones into agreeing with him, calling Wilson trash and no good. Ooh. Like, you had to feel good going into this week's game plan. And he said, no, he's special. He made some good plays. He said, come on, man, you know, going in, you just knew, you know, the way this guy's played, he's trash. Like, look, dog, you can have your opinion. I'm never mad at that. Ronnie Harrison, I am not mad at you having your opinion on Zach Wilson. Because we've all said some things about Zach Wilson's play.
Yeah.
Zach Wilson played better than Patrick Mahomes Sunday night, to an extent, besides the fumble, right?
Yeah.
Don't try to pull this man, Chris Jones, into that BS during your interview because you want someone else to agree with your rabbit ass. It's wrong on so many levels, man. It's wrong. And then, okay, I thought I was going to bring it up when you mentioned the Lakers. And I know my wife comes back, why are you bashing my Lakers? Why are you bashing my team? You know, Austin Reeves today said it came out, and I don't know if it's fake media or not. I need to research it, but damn it, I read it, so I'm saying it. Austin Reeves came out and said that the Lakers have the best roster in the NBA.
He just he did say that.
Jay, I have this roster up right here. No, when we have rosters, we like to read it. And some of these guys will not be on here because they have to make cuts and training camp and stuff just started. But let's go from the top down. Damian Ball, rookie from TCU. We'll never see him again. Colin Kaepernick, Max Christie, Anthony, Mr. Glass Davis, Alex Fudge. You got a man named after Candy. Rui Hachimura, Bryce Hamilton, Jackson Hayes, Demoy Hodge, Jalen Hood-Schifino, LeBron James, Maxwell Lewis, Scottie Pippen Jr., Torian Prince, Austin Reeves, Cam Reddish, D'Angelo Russell, Vincent Valerio Bodden, Jared Vanderbilt, Gabe Vincent.
Man, bro. that's a lot of people. What up, bitch? Good to see you. What's going on?
B, girl, where you been hiding? And well,
right.
Hey, them dirty birds, them dirty birds. When the London got that booty whip. All right, my bad.
I was gonna let him make it. I wasn't gonna talk about the Hawks neither. Look, man, I don't know. I think the biggest thing here. Look, yeah, they got a lot of people on the roster. They will definitely be cut. We already know that. You know. At least they have consistency. That was the thing that they talked about in saying they wanted to stay consistent and have the roster turnover. They feel like they have a good enough roster. Now, are they the best in the league? They're not even best in the division. So yeah, that's a tough one, man.
This is my whole thing.
You gotta believe.
You do have to believe.
You gotta believe.
But you have to be realistic also. I do like some of the moves in this.
Yeah.
I think Cam Reddish has started coming into being a better player. Like I said a long time ago, he should have never came out of Duke when he did. He left way too early. He should have stayed in school. Yeah. He started improving in New York with the Knicks. Cam Reddish is a good addition. Yeah. Your boy Christian Wood. You know Christian Wood. Not a bad pick. Not a bad put together. They get some other pieces. But if you simply look at this roster, and you also reason, hey, we got the best roster in the NBA.
Ooh,
he tripping.
That's a push.
that ain't a push. That's a hell no. Nah. That's why I said
that's a push. That's a push.
All right.
Yeah, that's a tough one, man. I'm not seeing that. All right, let's get into it. Hey, sports happen. Fun sports, the sports that we're talking about, of course, football. So let's go between the lines. Listen, this is the best time of the year, right? It's football season. Like I said, basketball starting up, but it's football season. Look, here's some things that we really need to note, okay? Let's talk about last week. We're going to talk about a little bit this week because this week you already know the game of the week, maybe even the season, is coming up Sunday night, Cowboys Niners. But here's my question, man. The power rankings that people are putting out, and I keep seeing them, and I want to turn them off. I'm okay.
Turn them off, Teddy P.
I'm okay with San Fran being one. I'm okay with Philly being two. I really am. Okay. I'm a football fan first. Let me say that. I'm okay with it. When we meet them, now they don't look good at all.
Who, Philly?
Yes.
Yeah, they don't look like they did last year.
They don't look crisp.
Actually, I shouldn't say that. They look that way. That damn defensive line looked that good week three against the Buccaneers, but the quarterback play is what's different right now. That's what I'm saying.
Yes, very much so. The quarterback play and the offense. But, I mean, they did put up, you know, some points against Washington, who I think actually has a really good defense. That front seven is very nice. The front seven is very nice. The back, ugh, but that front seven is nice. But I'm seeing, like, the Rams being put ahead of some teams, you know, which I don't understand. Yeah, I don't understand that. Miami, Buffalo being put ahead.
I understand those two. I understand those two, Jay. And going into Buffalo finally had a good defensive game, and Josh Allen did not turn the ball over against Miami. We talked about it last week. Tua's been fun to watch. So you can see now, am I saying they should be over your Cowboys? Not the words that are coming out of my mouth.
I didn't say that.
You didn't have to. I can see why. That's all I'm saying. I can see why with those teams. Hey, come on, man. You already know the narrative. You talked about it in Cowboys Cutting Up and some of your other posts before.
Yes.
America's trying to sell the hell out of Josh Allen.
They are. No, they are. They absolutely are.
What makes you think that would change?
Nothing.
I mean, like I said, take the fandom out of it and let's talk about it from a standpoint of the narrative that's being sold and pushed. Oh, yeah.
For sure. For sure. Man. No, and I think that's the other thing with, like, when we talk about Cincinnati, you know, they're not dumping on Burrow, but they're not pushing, like, oh, you know, he's probably hurt, so that's probably why they're looking the way they are. And,
yeah, they're going to push the calf narrative for him because they want Burrow to succeed as well, especially he just got paid.
Yes.
He does a lot for viewership, right, if they're winning and doing well. It's so much to the point, Jay, where he came out this week, he's like, look, if for nothing else, we've got to go get a victory this week for our morale. When you got to start talking about morale in the NFL after 4 weeks,
that's a problem. You know, I think the other thing too is, you know, looking around the league, the Caleb Williams lottery, right? And who's winning there? Obviously, Chicago has a great lead on that one. Denver, and here's the other question: Is Wilson over in Denver?
Jay, what? Okay. According to everybody I talk to, but shit, Russell Wilson didn't give us 70 points. Why is he being blamed for everything? And also, shit, they have the game passed Sean Payton by?
I mean, look, that's a very valid question. Generally, though, with a coach like Payton of his elk, who has won a Super Bowl, you usually give him 3 years.
Denver's doo-doo. And the only reason they got to win is because they were playing Chicago.
Don't disagree with that. I don't disagree with that.
Now, this is the thing. Is Justin Fields going to get treated unfairly? The Bears tank to get Caleb. Where's Justin Fields go? He's not going to be kept to be anyone's backup, being a first-round draft pick.
Cut.
And then you do you got to try to give him up for something. You can't just cut him. You got to get something for him.
Okay. So looking around the league, maybe Houston.
Mm-mm.
But they like who they got.
CJ Stroud just got drafted, dog. What are you talking about?
My bad. Yes. So Carolina's out. Houston is out.
Indianapolis is out.
Indy is out. They love Richardson. He's doing his thing up there.
Tampa's out. Tampa would keep Baker before trading to get Fields, I believe. And gamble to see what they end up with draft-wise, depending on how the season goes. Because there's quarterback heavy draft this year, supposedly.
Todd Bowles, I don't think he's going to be coaching next year in Tampa Bay as a head coach.
Hold on, man. We 3-1, dog. Why are you firing my coach already?
I just don't see it. So NFC South, we already know what it is. I don't have to say. Okay.
No, that's about to change to the AFC West, because the only thing they got going right now is Kansas City.
True. Very true. Very true. The Chargers have been a big disappointment. Well, not really, because guess who their OC is? So it's typical. But it's still NFC South for me, man. They're 3-1. I still think, though, that Todd Bowles is on the hot seat this season. He is. Yes, they're 3-1.
We can if win they our don't division, Jay. That's all we have to do.
Okay. Win your division. Win your division. Bryce Young, not bad. And
the Panthers are 0-4, dog. Have you seen where you been? He's not bad. I mean, he ain't good either. He ain't won.
That's true. That's true. Their defense is
Baker horrible. Mayfield outplayed Derek Carr, who just got a big ass payday to come over to New Orleans.
Derek Carr ain't nobody, man.
But didn't he just get paid? Didn't he just get paid?
So did Dak. Yeah, it is. So did Kyler Murray. So did Kyler Murray.
We already spoke on Arizona being stupid. Don't do that. Don't do that. We've talked about that already.
Hey,
and they just extended his stay on the PUP list.
You can't bring up Derek Carr, and I can't bring up Kyler Murray. We can't do that.
Yeah, I just started that car. We left.
Man, get out of here with that, bro. Get out of here with that. Again, looking around the league, man, I'm looking at the power rankings. I'm looking at the different divisions. There definitely will be some changes. I think as far as the power, here's a question. Does the Super Bowl go through San Francisco?
Right now it does, and that's what the media is saying. They look like the best team.
I'm asking we'll big game.
You asking me?
This, right four, now. We're four games in.
Four games in after the first quarter is over.
Yes.
San Francisco looks like that team. Now,
I agree with that.
Three of your four games, your defense looked like that team.
They did.
So this weekend is going to be very interesting.
It is.
We should have a cigar this weekend.
Bet. Here's a question I have for you.
Yes, sir.
Again, pro player, and we're going to get into this top five here, but have you ever looked at the schedule or that week prior to a team and said, man, we got this?
Yes.
And they came out and they not whooped you, but they won.
Dog. Dog.
That, to me, that's what this is. That's what that was.
It happened. It shouldn't happen. You don't want it to happen.
Right.
It happens in high school. It happens in college. And it happens in the NFL. And your coaches will say everything they need to say.
Yeah.
To try to keep you focused and locked in. But, and even sometimes coaches be like, man, we're getting ready for Green Bay. We're not even worrying about Detroit. Next thing you know, you're like, God damn, we might have should have looked at some Green Bay. I mean, some Detroit film, because they whooped their ass, but we got the Brett Favre. I mean, it happens, bro. It should have happened. I think it's natural. Like, you know, I have that conversation with my son all the time. Like, he's like, yeah, Dad, man, we looked at them on film. They trash, man. We can't wait to get to our guy. I was like, look, dog, they're going to look to beat the brakes off y'all. Y'all got a target on y'all back.
Yeah.
They scored 60-plus points in every game this season so far. 6-0 on the season. You best believe the bullseye is on your back. Every team is looking to beat y'all. And it happens. It happens, dog, in the league, too. It does. Should it happen? Hell no. Has it happened, Jay? If I'd be a liar if I told you it happened.
All the time, because I'm looking at it from the standpoint of, oh, this is their Super Bowl. This is their playoff. They know they're not going to make it, but they know you're a playoff team. They know you're a Super Bowl.
Let me go get it right now.
Hey, because now I can go through this rest of the season and say, yeah, we trash, but we beat them. Yeah, we're garbage, but we beat them, and they went to the playoffs. So guess what? We can do that too.
Yes, sir.
They went to state, and we beat them.
Yeah, it happened, man. Should it happen? Nah.
No.
Should it happen?
Yes. Oh, yeah. All right. It's that time. It's that time. It's time.
Even when you feel low, you can still go. Even when you feel slow, you can still go. Even when there's no hope, you can still go. I never answer to no, man, I still go. Go.
That's right. It's time for the top five. Some people have a top 100. Some have a top 50. Some have a top 25. Some even punk out and have a top 10 babbling on. Let me see. What's number seven? No, not here. Not at Big Game Sports Buzz. We don't do that. What's in? What's out? One, two, three, four, five. The fifth. That's what we do. Tonight.
Brother man, fifth below.
Tonight, top five handheld foods. Look, this is tough. This is tough.
Yeah, because your definition of food. So, okay, let me ask you this. Did it just be something you could eat holding in your hand, or is it supposed to be something that can really get you full, like close to a meal?
No, something you eat in your hand.
All right, easy.
Pick it up in your hand.
Easy. You Not go, really, see? But easy. Because a lot of this really depends on what you like your preference in food types of food, right? But this
it
is
does,
what I've
got. But you can't, you know.
I'm not going to be laboring, dog. I'm going to be descriptive. So you not, can't be
you
like.
You better not say no steak. I can pick it up with my hand. Come on, man.
You can put it on a stick. Steak kebabs. Nah. Hey, man. I'm not doing you. All right. So, my first one, man. It's easy. Something I like. Depending on what culture you're from, you call them different things. An empanada or beef pate, you know, Jamaican. You know, easy food, tucked away, packed full of flavor, easy to carry around, man, boom. Pate or empanadas. This next one, it's going to sound so corny a bit, but I'm a sandwich guy, Jay, but sometimes sandwiches can be a little too big. So every now and then, just get you a big old wrap. Wrap that mug up, fold it over, cut it in half, and you got your wrap rolled up, and you can get all your nutrition, and it's easy to do, carry around. So I got a wrap.
They call that a pinwheel.
I only call them a pinwheel if you kind of slice them up some.
Pinwheels.
Okay. A turkey club pinwheel is pretty damn delicious, okay?
Hey, I'm down for a pinwheel.
Third, for me, quesadillas. You can put almost any of your favorite protein between a tortilla shell with some cheese. Now, I was real skeptical at first, Jay, because most people like to dip the quesadilla, put sour cream and other stuff on it. That makes it a little harder to, you know, I'm thinking walk around stand. But quesadilla is my number three. Hey. This next one, dog, I actually got from you. I had this over at your house. Chicken and waffle cone.
Hey,
if you have not had it, I said when I start my food truck, I'm going to have an item called the walking chicken and waffles. And it's going to be a waffle cone stuffed with fried chicken.
Let's go.
Boy, delicious. And who would have thought that you can get the best of both worlds from chicken and waffles and walk around and eat it in your hand? You know what I'm saying? Like,
fantastic.
Right. I did it. All right. Last but not least, this is probably my favorite food on earth. And the fact that you can get full from it and walk around and eat it at the same time, a burrito.
Huh.
And to be specific with it, it cannot be a smothered burrito. It's got to be a burrito roll tight. Like Cheech and Chong in the 70s, that you got to peel, the foil off and eat it in layers. And
there you go.
It's compact, it's stuffed, but it's wrapped just right. And you peel the foil as you eat it, so you can walk around with it. You got a whole meal in the palm of your hand. So burrito is my number one pick.
That's good stuff, man. I mean, I see a theme there. I definitely saw a theme, but I'm down with it. Love it. You know what I'm saying? We definitely see the influence that you have. Arriba, right? Where you came up, where you grew up. It's all right there. But I love it, man.
Westside.
Yep, that part. Because you know what? Let's follow that theme. For me, tacos. Listen, if it's Tuesday, I'm eating a taco. I don't care what you say. I'm eating a taco. Taco is simple. You get everything that you need. Flour or corn. You get your lettuce, tomato, meat. I put sour cream in there. They give it a Tex-Mex, you know what I'm saying? And then I put an avocado ranch in there sometime if I want to, man. You know, just, you know, tomatoes. Love it. Taco. Listen, you can say what you want to. I am a wings dude, okay? I have wings bar. I have a wing bar at my house during games. It's a wing. Different flavors in the bowls. You spin it yourself. It's a wing bar. Wing bar, okay? Flight of wings. Love it. That's my thing. Listen, pizza. Now, specific, Supreme. I like Supreme. I like a Supreme pizza. Actually, there's two, but I'm just going to pick one. The one I'm picking is
Supreme is your bell peppers, olives, pepperoni.
Yep.
Okay.
Sausage. Put that in there. Supreme pizza. Sometimes I'm a little bit hoity-toity. You know what I mean? Cucumber sandwiches. That's what we call them, finger sandwiches. I like them, man. You know, just refreshing, nice, small cucumber sandwiches. Should try those out.
Now, on your cucumber sandwich, is the cucumber acting as the bread or the cucumber between some bread?
Cucumber between the bread. Cucumber sandwiches. Little salad dressing.
They're good. Hey, you was riding out for a minute, but you know what? I love sandwiches and I love cucumbers. It's just, you saying cucumber sandwich is just really did something with my psyche, dog.
Cucumber sandwich, man.
Not mad at you, brother.
Cucumber sandwich. If you haven't had a cucumber sandwich, make sure you do it. And you know what? A cucumber sandwich, they're small triangles and you cut the crust off. Mm-hmm. So there's no crust. It's just cucumber sandwich.
Now, my grandmother made something close like that, Jay. She would put, you know, the Georgia part of me, they would take sandwich bread, cut the crust off, smear with pimento.
Pimento cheese.
But then they would get a rolling pin, roll it flat, and then roll that as flat, then roll it up and then slice it. And they would have like the little pinwheel pimento cheese sandwiches, and they were delicious. I mean, one time my grandmama had a club meeting. I don't know if anybody else heard of club meetings before in their life, but they had a club meeting. And so my grandma made these pinwheels for her club meeting. And I got in the refrigerator and I said, well, I'm just going to eat one. She ain't going to know what's going. I think I ate damn near half a tray. And I tried to, and I turned it backwards in the refrigerator so she really couldn't see it until she pulled it out. And I think she was about ready to kill. I blamed it on my uncle because, God rest his soul, my uncle was a pothead. I was like, Robbie must have ate them things.
Robbie taking one for the team. Uncle Rob taking one for the team.
Uncle Robbie got blamed for a lot of stuff between me, MJ, cousin Ron. Robbie got blamed for a lot of stuff. He was the uncle too, and we like, hey man, Robbie must have
done that. Oh, that's a good one. And finally, rounding out my top five, I absolutely love these deviled eggs. Man, I get it. But you get that yolk, that relish, that mayonnaise, that mustard, all that, man, paprika, to put smoked paprika. That's the key, right? Smoked paprika.
Say that to me, bye-bye. I got to ask you this real quick. Hey, that's a great list too, man. By the way, solid list.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Have you ever been to Delta Blue?
I can't say that I have.
It's owned, well, I don't know if they have them out your way. They got one over here in Plano. It's owned by the Papa's family, you know, the owner of the Papa Dough.
Okay.
And it's pretty much barbecue themed. But they have a deviled egg. You can get it with pork belly on it, or you can get it with brisket on it. And I swear to God, I slap everybody at the table when they bring that. Like I'll get an order by myself, and it's like, don't touch. These are all mine. These are mine. Really? Like no one else can have any. All mine. So if you like deviled eggs,
I love
one of my boys came in. He's a big barbecue fan and deviled eggs.
Yeah.
We ordered those. He's like, yo, you tripping. We should get two of these.
I'm going tomorrow. Text me what that is. I'm definitely hitting them up, and I'm going to tell them that you sent me. Say, hey, man, my man Big Game sent me here. He said, this is the place for deviled eggs. I'm definitely getting that brisket.
Pretty damn good, man. That pork belly is real good. That brisket one is good, too, man. Yeah, they got some good. They got barbecue, and they got a fried chicken's not bad there either, but they got pretty good barbecue. Like I said, it's a Papa's restaurant, so they don't, you know, they do well. It's not bad at all.
Yeah, I don't like their barbecue, though.
Well, I'm not saying that's the best barbecue in the world, but I'm just saying that's kind of the theme.
They put honey on it. They put honey on their barbecue.
Who does?
Papa's. Papa's barbecue puts honey on it.
Okay, but I mean, it's not themed like Papa's barbecue, so it's a little bit different. I got you. So you don't put honey in your sauce when you make barbecue sauce?
Sauce. The dude literally squoze honey.
Whoa. You seen Big Jaw. Squoze is not a word. Mice, goose, geese. You just said squoze. Like you squoze that lemonade.
He squozed it on there. He squozed it on there. Because I can't understand why you would do that.
I give myself away. Squoze, Lord Jesus.
He squozed it on there. I know it's squeezed, but he squozed it.
Hey, big shout out. Hey, if y'all like to laugh, and I know y'all already know because this man got 8,000 million followers. Damn, the whole crew stupid by Big Job. When I saw that episode, I think I'm going to wet my pants. I was on the floor. My wife was like, what is wrong with you? Get up. I'm like,
That squirrel's honey on it, though, man. I said, man, what you doing? Oh, it's how we do it. Nope. And I had honey all over my head trying to eat a rib. I said, no, this ain't for me. I did not finish my ribs. And you know I don't do that.
No, I feel you. Like, I don't want my ribs dripping with honey.
No, that's a no-no. Yeah. Yeah. That's a no-no. So I pass by it every day on my way to and from work, and I say, I just shake my head. Never again. You ain't gonna get my money. No. Anyway, I'm Jay Stocks, the Buff Nerd. Thank you for joining. Thank you for clicking on with us. Thank you for commenting. As always, make sure that you like, subscribe, and share. Ring the bell so you know when BGSC is coming on tomorrow. I may be rolling solo for Cowboys Cutting Up, but we'll probably do it pretty early, probably around 7 o'clock, 7 to 7:30. So we're definitely going to talk about last week. We're definitely talking about next week. Of course, Two Birds, One Show, Thursday night, 9 Central, 10 Eastern. On BGSE Network. You can hit us up there and, of course, on your favorite platform for podcasts. We're there.
Hey, man, thank y'all for squozing us in tonight into your schedule. We really appreciate that, man. Until next time, for the Buff Nerd, it's your boy Big Game James.
Let's go. Peace.
Yeah. It's a big game. Who you know that got it behind the scenes like behind the O-line soon as the QB say hype. It's big game, 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 big game, game, game. Analysis from the player's point of view.